April 23rd, 2010, RL RD.
Like, what's his name is overriding Ryan Rosen? We inspected his yard for geothermal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long bit of house.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Bill.
Yesterday.
Bill Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll need help. Anyone that would like to volunteer?
Yeah, well,
You're gonna move it, right?
Yeah. It's a nice Friday night.
The entertainment was free.
Will you call it a bag?
Oh, Mary. No. I thought Mike was that. You asked him. Of course, it's a whole. How are you?
This is gonna be whole.
We gotta move everything upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, you got to eat people.
Oh, Deb.
Hi, Maggie. Where's,
Think that's in school?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, other than, I hope he didn't have car trouble because Mary Jo is out of town. I've given him a ride a few times this week.
Well, he can't reach her either. Unless he called downstairs.
She's out of town. Of course, the downstairs phone has her name that I know of. Rhonda's been here. My poor dog, she's been alone since noon.
Okay, give me more money.
Stand for the pledge. Remain standing.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I would like to thank everyone for attending this evening. And I just want to remind everyone that I would like to keep this meeting low-key. Keep your cool. Otherwise, if you get out of hand, I'm going to ask you to leave the meeting. And that goes for every one of us. Okay? And, all right, right now what I'm going to do is we're going to start our meeting officially here. Everyone had a chance to go over the minutes?
No.
Take a couple minutes here. I had, Rod, I just had one change in here. It said that I made a motion for you to get a computer, and I'm not allowed to make a motion. Not to get your screen, so you could just change that. I don't know who it was that actually made the motion.
Could have been me.
Could have been Doug.
It was a monitor.
Or a monitor. Okay, do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So move.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, for our agenda, I have myself a couple additions that I'd like to put on the agenda. Let's see here. I want to put down under old business to appoint a contact person beside myself.
You want to take care of that now?
Actually, we could take care of that right now.
Okay, then I move that we have Doug Crandall be the contact person beside you.
Will you have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, what I'd like to have, Doug, is that you be the first contact person. Okay, you'll work with all the new attorneys and Joe. And then if you're not around, then they can contact you. Okay? Mm-hmm. That'll be your responsibility. All right, and let's see. Okay, then I'd like to add on, we could put this under old business, part-time secretary, because Ron will be going off from the the next couple of weeks, and then when she does go on vacation, or she does need extra help. And then I also would like to add on there Trail 1. This could be under old business also. Okay, that would be all the additions that I have. Anyone else have any additions?
Yeah, we have that Rules Committee recommendations.
Yeah. We're supposed to discuss tonight. Any questions we had after we individually reviewed it? The binder.
Okay.
That
I didn't put my book with me.
And the legal committee report from the month before.
That was not the same.
Well, the ad hoc. He's Doug Sock and the ad hoc.
No, I said the Rules Committee.
He's down talking.
We tabled that. We did that last week, or last month, last meeting.
I thought we were going to have a special meeting.
No, we were supposed to, we did it the other meeting. There was a lot there. You were supposed to look at it, and then we were going to act on the recommendations at this meeting.
Act on them? Totally act on them?
There's recommendations from a committee.
No, I understand that, but I didn't realize that we were going to, I thought we were going to, I know like in May we have two meetings.
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? I like to have my, I myself, I would like to have more time to go over this.
We just have 2 weeks to go through it.
I understand, but I'm not ready.
Then put it on here and table it.
I'd like to table that.
Well, put it on, and when we get to it, we'll table it.
I need more time.
I actually need more time myself.
For the legal committee report?
Not for the legal committee.
That's what he's talking. You're talking about the legal
what
committee.
What I'm
talking about, the rules committee.
The rules committee gave a report.
The ad hoc you're talking about.
No.
Okay, you're talking committee. About the rules committee. Okay.
And I need more time.
The last thing we did, we finally got to it, and we decided we would take it home and look at it, and we would act on it at this meeting. There's like about 14 recommendations on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which could, if nothing else, be acted on one at a time and get them accomplished.
Okay, anything else that...
Well, actually, we could start actually going over some of those tonight.
Good.
And then we can act on them. Right. Like Maggie said, individually, why not?
Exactly.
Okay.
Be fine. Anyone else have any additions? Yeah. Okay. The agenda, I just want to get the regular... Did you get the copy of the new agenda here?
Okay. Or it says table of contents.
I had it until I came upstairs. I'm sure I still have it. You have a copy of the new agenda.
I just, what was in my word?
Yeah, that's all. It's all right. Because it's different. It's actually different than what I have. Okay, we're going to...
Before we go, is the ad hoc committee results on here at all? Are we at least going to talk about it at the table or something?
That'll go under the committee reports. Okay, but there's things that have been changed on here. That'll go under the on the committee. The ad hoc. Okay, it did have that on there also. Okay, and the agenda's been changed slightly this evening. It's not our regular routine. Okay. Okay, we're going to start first with old business.
Dave, is there a particular reason why? What's changed?
Well, actually, you can see right here. No, Rhonda, I don't know. Rhonda, what was the reason for
the order was changed. The requests are down after new business. I think that's the only thing that's changed, Dave.
Right. See, we usually come out, we usually start
with... Oh, okay. You have the inspections and...
All down at the bottom under committee reports.
That's what should be
on
there.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So we actually, usually that's on top, but we moved it down to the bottom. Rhonda, you know, she thought it would be a better idea.
Yeah, right? No,
We have so many requests, and a lot of people want to hear a certain few things, and they would like to leave. They don't want to stay until the end of the meeting. Okay, we're going to start with Gary Clinton on Trail 1.
Yes, I guess I represent most of the lakefront people down on Trail 1. I think I represent them all. They voted me in as their speaker right here. And it's about the... What do we call it? We've got to be nice here. The shanties down on the peninsula, on trail with the shacks, the sheds, that are in violation of the Rushford Lake Recreational District rules. We thought we had a big go-ahead when the board approved having them removed by the backlotters that owned them. And then something happened. I want to tell some of the new board members a little bit about them sheds. If you was to go down there in the middle of summer, when we have a normal summer, you can smell where they go to the bathroom down there. And you can see tissue paper down there, where they go outside in between the sheds. They're an eyesore. All these people down through there spend a lot of money on taxes. And it's funny because a couple weeks ago, the one property just came up for sale on Trail 1 at Lakefront on the end. And we were talking to the people that say, well, putting in a bid on a property. And they says, and we have to, what are the sheds doing over there? And that mess. And we proceeded to tell them that they're buying the property. But what I guess what I'm saying is, how come one person has to move his shed that's too close to the water, and now we're letting other people keep their shed, and they're not even presentable? I know when it first came up that they were going to move them, one guy runs down there and puts a new roof on his shed, but he's already been told he's got to move it. I do know that boats come into that bay. And Dave, you don't even know this, but we watched boats come into that bay last summer and go in there and go to the bath because of all the brush and the sheds. And now I would like, and so would the rest of the lakefront property owners, would like something to be done with them sheds. It's like they're saying, oh, why don't we go down next to the water and put up a shed? I don't understand your reason for not making them take them down. What's the reason we don't take them down? It's your land. It's a Lake District property. You know, so what grounds have we got?
I really have to abstain from this myself.
I think we tabled it.
We did.
The decision to enforce the removal of those sheds, because that issue falls within the purview of three lawsuits that we have pending. And it's the whole issue about who has access and when they have access to district property and how it gets used. Some judge is going to have to make that call because some of our fellow residents didn't like the answer they got from this commission and this board.
Well, that's what rules are for. What's good for one is good for
Well, all. It's out of our hands now.
Yeah, right.
Gary, it's not a dead issue. It will be
unless
settled.
Unless you want to pay the $500,000 that I mean, so personally for,
sir, including the rest of the people here, we pay a lot of that money anyways. It's through our taxes. If you look at our
I understand.
Taxes.
I do too. But we have, as I said, we have three lawsuits pending. They're all this issue about who has rights and district-owned property. And it's going to be settled by a judge when it gets settled and not before.
Gary, our attorney advised us to table this. It's not a dead issue. It's just tabled.
Okay, well, I'm trying to tell you that the lakefront owners are not happy with it because they're a mess. They use them for bathrooms. And I invite any of you guys can go down there and check it out through the summer, especially after a holiday weekend.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, Gary, thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. Face the audience, because it's kind of bad when you're speaking from behind and backs to us.
Here's the deal. This is probably a little bit of my initiative, so I need to speak up on it. I've been unhappy since I've been a commissioner with the format of our meetings. This is not an all-evening public forum. This is a meeting of the commissioners with ourselves, and the open meeting law says that you can be present to see us and to hear us. It gives you no right to say anything. So try to keep in mind that you're observers and not participants. And we're holding a meeting. You can listen and you can watch. And if you want to speak,
excuse me.
If you want to speak, we have an open forum later on, and you'll have the opportunity to do that. And we will restrict the number of minutes that you all can have so that you're all treated fairly. But we're going to get on with our business. And that's why we're facing our fellow commissioners, because this is our meeting, okay?
Okay, moving on to Joel Anziata. We received a letter from Joe's attorney, and he would like to give 90 days for Mr. Young to move his, to, you know, get rid of the tree stump and everything, and to move his lift. But I believe in this litigation that's coming up also, that's going to cover that area. And we did recommend...
I believe the attorney responded to Joe's attorney.
That's correct.
So
it's out of our hands.
It's out of our hands, right?
Yep. No. Joe's got an attorney. It's, you know, it goes back to recommendations that were commissioners' request from 2006, and there's been no cooperation on that, so it's in the hands of the attorney, so he can move on to the next one.
Well, we did respond after 2006.
Our attorney responded to his attorney.
I understand, but we had other... We changed it after that anyway. We're going to move on anyway. Okay, Trail 5. I'm trying to think of his name now. Well, we have him under request only, Ron, and the fellow on Trail 5.
Mr. Till?
Mr. Till. Okay, Doug talked to R&K Marine, I believe it was, or some contractor, and they said that they would remove the lift down there that we sent Mr. Till a letter last year.
Is Mr. Till here?
Pardon me?
Is Mr. Till here?
I'm not sure if Mr. Till is here or not. I don't think so. But at this point in time, I believe Mr. Till has had plenty of time to remove his lift. And I think that what we should do, this is my recommendation, is that we should have R&K Marina remove the lift, store the lift, and if Mr. Till would like his lift back, he's going to have to pay storage fees and for the amount of money that it costs R&K to remove it, and he has so much time to pick it up.
Did we send the letter?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've got a slip. He never signed for it, but it didn't come back. No. Okay.
So I need a motion on the floor that we can have R&K Marina remove the lift.
So move.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Boyd and Robin Green survey. Not sure what this one is.
Well, let's go back to the last minute.
Did you tell him that last time because you thought his voice was over the line? And they submitted their survey?
Oh, this one here. Well, according to this diagram here, it looks like he's fine.
But is that a survey?
Well, this is just, it's a drawing, but I'm not sure if this is from a survey in deed file. This was filed in a deed, but this is not an actual survey.
Remember, Jay, he dropped that. It was all for you. Remember?
This is not a survey.
No, it's not.
And we still need a survey, correct?
Yeah. That was dropped off to me.
Yeah. You were going to come in and look at it.
Oh, okay. Why isn't that a survey?
I think it's just a partial.
It's a partial. We don't know.
It's a copy of one.
Yeah. We don't even know that it's a copy.
It's got no indication.
Okay, here's his... Let's take a look here.
That's pretty cool. Oh, they do some in
Is that it? surveys.
This is Zangie. Did Green buy Zangie's?
Let's run down this way here, okay?
Yes.
It's the copy up here. See, this one up here didn't...
Here, wait there. I was looking for the water.
Yeah.
So this is that.
Right this here.
This is that. Right
exactly. There. So it looks like...
Exactly.
So he, I mean, he definitely, he's fine. Here, I don't know what the length is, if there's a problem with the length.
Has anybody looked at that? Has it been inspected?
No.
Ask Mike Holmes, he's here. I don't...
Mike, do you know anything about this?
Yes.
About the length of the dock, was there a problem?
Everything was okay.
Okay.
There was no electric on it. Everything was good, except that the partial copy of the survey that we had received, there was snow on the ground, because we could only see what was down on the ground, on the lake side. We had nothing to put it against on the road side.
I understand.
So it looked as though the hoist was infringing. Oh, we couldn't tell.
No,
that's why it was recommended for a full survey.
Right.
Oh, here's the map.
But here's its extending lines.
Yeah.
So I see no problem.
The lift wasn't a problem?
Well, there's a lift on here?
We thought the lift was a problem.
Oh, okay, the lift.
We weren't sure.
We're gonna have to reinstall
this side.
It's on this side?
Yeah. Well, here's a picture.
All right. What I'd like to do is go down there. Actually, we're going to need a measurement from here to here.
Yeah, right.
And then we'll have to see where the lift is. And
yeah.
So I'd like to see if we can table this here.
What is this? Is this the...
Yeah. All right. I make a motion we table the void dream.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Rhonda, we'll need this for our... Well, what I'll do is I can hold on to this and... I can take the document and maybe we'll check this out ourselves. Okay, because we have the rest of the information. Okay, next on the agenda.
Merle Arthur.
Now, is he the one that's on the point? Okay, Merle Arthur called me yesterday. And I wasn't here at the meeting, and I kept getting blocked off. I was on Skype. But he wanted to know if there's so much garbage on the point and everything, and he wanted to clean it up and make it look nice.
Is that our property at that point?
It's below the 1450, I believe.
Yeah.
Can we just get to the point where we realize he wants to make it nice, but we can move this all along. His question is, what point does he get to use?
Right.
Right? So
right,
we have scheduled a visual to go over there and see it?
No, we haven't.
Then we should probably do that, because just looking at the surveys doesn't help unless we're there to physically see it.
Okay.
You know, kind of got to see the whole thing. You can't really make any decision on that now.
So you want to make a motion?
I make a motion we table this until we can physically inspect.
Can I talk? I have a copy of that survey from Jim Ball.
All right, well, what we can do is when we go and inspect it, I'll go down there. We'll take that survey with us.
Point.
No, I don't know. That's why we want
this
to really go down
meeting.
There.
We've got the... Okay. I make a motion that we table that until we can go there and do a physical...
We have a second?
Inspection.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the part-time secretary. I spoke with Joe, our attorney. And Ron, was that ever posted for a part-time secretary?
Mm-hmm. It was. And was the deadline April 30th?
You know, actually, they didn't print it the way I sent it in to them. They rearranged the things and they left the deadline off.
Okay.
I can have that corrected. It was in... Wednesday night, I think it was Wednesday night.
Well, we have one applicant.
We do have one applicant, and I talked to Joe today. And this applicant, I believe she'd be willing to work maybe Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only like maybe 4 hours or so, you know, just to answer the phones and take calls and to let the commissioners know what is going on. And I believe I sent everyone a copy of her resume.
I didn't see it because then you have two.
We have two resumes.
Oh, we do?
Oh, you have two.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen the second one. I haven't seen it. Mine's been in there for a year. I resubmitted it.
Who did?
According to Chapter 78, a commissioner can be a secretary. So I submitted mine.
Wow.
Well, I...
We were told by another attorney we couldn't hire a commissioner after they became a commissioner.
I want to just give you what Joe told me at this time. He didn't feel it was...
That may be, but I still submitted it. You can make a choice not to hire me, but it's submitted.
No, but I'm just saying the recommendation of Joe, he didn't think it was good timing now with everything going on.
That's right, but you know, what are you going to do? Wait?
Okay, I would, do you want a motion?
I need a motion on the floor to accept.
I would like to accept Nancy Fusco as our temporary secretary.
It would be an interim, until we did do the interviewing, she'd only be, and then we'll make a final decision who we are going to hire.
This is just interim?
Yeah, that's all it is. It's basically all it is. Until we do decide, you know, when everyone does get their applications.
And we had in the budget...
She did a good job.
We had in the budget to pay $10 an hour, total of 15 hours a week. That was what we budgeted.
Right.
And she'll work Saturdays?
She said she would work Saturday.
She may not be able to work Saturday mornings because...
No, it may be like in the afternoon, but what we can do is post on a telephone recording. We can, you know, and we'll round this off. I mean, we can not post it, but put it on the recording that we will have a secretary in the office Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 1 to 4 or 1 to 5, whatever the hours may be. And if you need any paperwork, come down during those hours until Rhonda returns back to work.
Okay. So that's my motion, that until we make a permanent part-time, that she will serve as the interim at $10 an hour for 15 hours a week.
All right, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
Okay. Maggie abstain. Okay.
Trail one.
Okay, trail one. It was told by me, I know that the last meeting, I should really abstain from this here because you know that there were letters that were sent out. I think you were notified.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
I'm going to abstain from it.
Okay.
But there were letters that were sent out for the people, basically.
With sheds.
With the sheds, I believe. That they did not have to remove them or anything.
Right.
And I don't believe that there was a motion made for that.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it in the minutes. To send out letters?
Well,
it said that it was...
There was a motion.
It was rescinded, so...
It was a motion, but to send out the letters...
But there was no...
Dick made a motion to rescind the instruction for shed removal on Trail One Peninsula. Maggie made the second motion, carried with Dave abstaining from the vote. You abstained from the vote.
Right.
And so the people who were upset about having to move the sheds that they've had there for some of them as much as 25, 30, 35, 40 years, were now told they don't have to remove them right now.
But we did not make any kind of motion that letters be sent.
Send them a letter?
We did not.
Well, we should notify them.
Yeah. Did the letter go out?
Yes.
I don't know, I guess. I never see it.
Well, I would think if the letter went out saying...
Did you send them a letter?
Said,
I don't know.
If we rescind it.
I never seen it.
Well, I think people need to know
right.
that this is not...
Well,
that's this
error,
is only
for, error in favor of caution right. and send them one.
Right, okay.
Even if it's duplicate.
Sending them one, too. Tell them they don't have to remove.
No,
at this point.
But
this
I think
point.
We need to say at this time.
At
we need to be
time.
Real specific.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if we say, right. you know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So it should be at this time. And I don't think it would hurt to put in there because of pending lawsuits.
Litigation.
Okay, because of pending litigation.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Do we have a
you can say pending litigation regarding land use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's even better.
That's narrowing it down.
Yeah.
Boy, good letter.
Yeah.
Would you like to make a motion?
Together we all achieve.
Yeah, that. We do.
Rhonda, you're not going to be here Monday. Right. Who will be preparing this letter to go out?
We can have Nancy. Mm-hmm. Rhonda, you have a recorder, right? The meeting's being recorded so that Nancy
can get that.
Should be able to do the minutes this weekend. They won't be done on, you know, probably on maybe like until next week, but whatever it may be. Okay.
Well, I'll make that motion with everybody's cooperation on how to write this letter.
Who's gonna write the letter?
Nancy.
Yes. Nancy's been
I second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. She can call me if she has an issue.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to new business, lawn mowing. I know we have another bid in.
We have Rules Committee and old business.
We also have ad hoc.
Unless that's committee report, we can, when we go on to lawn mowing, we'll go.
That's what I was gonna do, I was gonna do those.
Do those, okay.
It actually is old business, though.
Fine.
Okay, lawn mowing, we have a new bid in. Actually, we have two bids, the fellow last year, Rod, I believe.
We have three bids, right?
Oh, we have three bids, I didn't see the third bid.
Can you see this? It's right in front of you.
But I mean, I didn't really, okay, I got it now. Okay, $150 per month is mow.
Per mow.
Or per mow, that's what I'm saying, I'm sorry. Okay, now that was Lakeside Lawn Care, is that the one that was our regular, the one that we had in the past, okay? Thornton Creative is $140 per mow, and CNR Landscaping is $125 per mow.
And he's doing more, he'll take the garbage.
Now, you know, I'm assuming, since he hasn't put it down, that he also gonna mow the lawn.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't say that, does it?
It doesn't say he's gonna mow the lawn.
He just says weed whacking and garbage.
Let's make that clear.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
All right, I may.
Well, it could be that just Rod and me have just left it off.
I move that we go with CNR as the low bidder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're gonna have to contact him. CNR now, is that Rick Francis?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I've got the letter already.
Oh, you have it already, okay.
Yep, she prepared it.
All right, thank you. Okay. Okay, now we can go to committee reports. We can move on to ad hoc first.
Okay. I don't know if anyone else had a couple of clarifications, but I did.
Go ahead, Ken.
This page starts with 1.4, but down.
The numbering?
No.
Okay.
But 1.6, it says no watercraft over 21 foot or watercraft containing a marine head, da-da-da-da-da. No tritunes over 28. But it doesn't mention, as we do somewhere else, that pontoon boats up to 22 foot are allowed. So is that taken care of by this?
Well, that's the 20, yeah, the pontoon.
That takes care of it?
That covers the pontoon, the length of the pontoon.
So when we go back to this one, where someone has written in 28 foot now, we're gonna incorporate that here, right?
Yeah, is this the town one?
That's a copy of where the town one, this is actually the town.
Okay, so we're not gonna touch that, it's just.
No, you don't, I mean, I do believe they were supposed to have.
It's a document.
Yeah. That's actually a town document.
Okay, section six, navigation and boating rules. 6.23 simply says jet ski operators are required to be at least 14 years old, but in other places, we've got wear a U.S. Coast Guard life jacket, a Coast Guard approved life jacket, and pass New York boater safety course. It should be there too.
Yes, it should, yes.
I know that.
And does it say, actually, yeah, okay, all boater,
Which one was that? 6 point right here, where it just says jet ski operators are required to be at least 14 years old.
Right. Okay, where you're saying, right underneath it, they wrote, follow New York State rules.
Yeah.
That was the idea.
But we ought to be consistent. Mm-hmm. If we've got it somewhere else that has that language, you ought to say the same thing there. Otherwise, we're murky again.
Well, those were kind of those, the navigation, everything but section five was kind of thrown in at the end there, kind of prepared.
What are those state rules under? I mean, can we sort of include those?
Parks and Recreation, Marine Division.
I got them in the car, clean it up. The pertinent, I mean, when you get the book, there's all these sections like Great Lakes stuff, and that has nothing to do with
can
this.
Can we put a synopsis of those laws in?
Sure.
Because I don't think I know what they are.
Sure. Well, they've changed. There's, I mean, like, just the life that's between November and May.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to have a total so long, like that fire is going to ensure.
Well, that's why they originally just put and follow all New York State laws, just so that we knew there's laws that we had to address. But for a matter of ease, they wanted to just put the book together for the format.
What's our intent here to get this thing?
What I was thinking, like, maybe we have two meetings.
One of them was me.
I would like to make one a work meeting. I think Ron even mentioned that to me that we did originally schedule two for May, so we could have, like, a work meeting if we needed it.
I think this is ready to go to print without some changes. Mm-hmm. The ones that are in italics, and any that we talked about tonight that everyone agrees.
Well, I have, like, on 5.6, that Community Dock Association agreements.
Yeah.
And 5.6.1.
Yeah.
The RLRD requires docking groups to form a docking association. And my comment there was I thought that'd need further definition.
I really believe that we have to refine, two more. Joe even recommended to me.
We did change the language somewhere in here to call those communities.
I question that also.
Well, Well, the title of that is, says Community Dock Association.
Right.
Requires.
And it says that there's a docking association who use a basic agreement with the district and it can be approved by the district agreement. I just thought that dock is to form a docking association for what purpose?
Like defined for
like, oh, okay, so what is a docking association? It doesn't say that it's an association that defines the usage and rules of that drawn up individually for each different one, or as a universal, or what? I just think it's really.
So it would be like for the purpose of.
It just says,
state purpose.
It's sort of just blowing something out there and not defining it.
Well, don't we have a page for definitions and maybe we could include that?
That would be fine.
There is somewhere
in beginning, here. Beginning five,
I mean, one
five,
of them is they're not
five
all the same.
Point, whatever, in the beginning of section
which
five.
Is deliberate. We don't
but
want
you don't,
to dictate.
But you don't know that.
Yeah. You're right.
Each dock association has their own, which governs membership.
It's right there.
I just think it needs to say what it is.
A lot of community docks, when they sell their property, sometimes the new person will get the lowest person that's on their dock, and they get to pick that dock, or they may switch docks around. There's things that certain community docks have certain rules. Everyone has different rules. I know ours, you keep your slip. Other ones, they change.
All right, so we'll add that.
Okay.
I had a problem toward the end, and I spoke to Joe Miller about this, where there were, it was mentioned that you had to sign in if you wanted to do a recording of a meeting, and you had to state the, whether you were recording all of that. I don't think that belongs in there. That was on the last page. I think the committee made some recommendations. It's not.
Oh.
That's not part of the book. This was just some recommendations for the board to consider.
I think I was mentioning to Maggie that I think it was last week, I read where New York State Open Meeting Law Committee has come out with some new criteria for video recording and audio recording of open meetings. And I'm trying to, I still haven't gotten to see what it actually says, because the write-up was just a brief overview.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've really changed and kind of relaxed the open meeting laws so that, or maybe tightened them, maybe that's the word I want to use, so that there are more rules and regulations that municipalities, et cetera, have to follow. In terms of not violating local meeting laws. Patterson.
But I would think you would at least have the right to know who is doing the taping and what purpose.
I don't think so. I don't think you, I don't think that's in there.
What I'd like to do is contact the committee on open government. I'll take that responsibility and get all the information.
All right. Specifically see about identification.
You like about identification.
Identification and purpose.
Identification
and purpose.
Okay.
I think we would have a right to know where they might be. And, you know, the problem is then it can just be done covertly. With the technology now.
Well, as we were attempted to be taped covertly last week. Is that what this place has come to? We have to be concerned about being covertly taped?
I'm not concerned about it. I follow the rules.
Okay, so I will take care of that. Okay.
So are we going to plan a work meeting on this?
Yeah. I would like to plan a work meeting where we could work on just on... Well, we'll make it so that when you can be available, Dick. Whenever you could, you know, if we have to change, we'll change. Because we have two meetings. I mean, if we have to change...
Are we looking at May meetings?
I don't know what the date is.
We want to really want to have...
May 7th, May 21st.
Pardon me? They want to give the 7th. May 7th, will you be here, Dick?
No.
How about the 14th?
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, we can always retry it as we go along.
I think
we should get a little bit more in that Dock Association stuff. Just,
I agree.
It's just, I mean, that's the only biggie we can get out there.
That won't take that much to do.
You know, and if you look, like even the last couple of pages, we didn't put the other agencies' specific information. We just listed who we're going to have there, but we do want to get the information out.
Thank you.
Okay. And there was one other thing.
Yeah. How are we going to get this together?
How are we going to get what?
It's going to have to go in.
This whole ad hoc thing. Are we putting copies of things, or are we going to commit some of this to digital, or how is this going to work?
What did we decide that we were going, that I think the committee's recommendation was that policy, you know, the Section 5, the policy for district use, be available for total distribution. Any of the other stuff would be available in the office. One whole complete book in the office. Maybe Jenny could answer that. Two books.
Well, how were we thinking this was going to work for distribution? We were going to...
Well, we've gone around and around and we really haven't decided exactly how that was going to be done.
Okay.
I think for the ease, you know...
But isn't this history of the lake and stuff that would be
part of it?
Yes,
yeah, but we just wouldn't...
And we're not going to include, like, the charter and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I think that's what they discussed. That would probably be available.
Say the charter, refer to the charter. It's available in the office if you want it.
In the bylaws.
It's in the office if you want to see in the draft of the... Or that's...
I think that the easiest way for most folks, assuming they have access to the internet, would be to scan this, put it into a PDF file, and have a. If we had our website,
how are you on the credit card?
They could just bring it up.
I just sent it in.
But I know that I could put it on the Town of Canadea website.
We can put it on.
We can put it on the landowner's website.
And the landowner's, so.
There needs to be some revised typing.
Can I make a recommendation?
Which we can have the new secretary do.
Yeah, because she did a lot of it.
She's very familiar
with
it.
Yeah, she is. Right.
Her and Joe have a lot of it.
Yeah.
Dick, if you have any questions or concerns, I'd like to really table this to May 7th because I really would like you to speak with Joe, Doug, before we... And then May 7th, we could make our changes. We'll have a special meeting May 7th for this.
Are you suggesting that Doug speaks with Joe separately on what particular issues?
On what particular issues, or if we have any particular issues, we will contact you or email you. And you can talk to Joe, because he's going to work with us on this anyway, okay?
Good.
So, you have a motion to table this until May 7th. Dick, any concerns you have, you can write, put them right in.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in
in favor?
Aye.
So May 7th is a work meeting?
It's going to be a work meeting.
Okay, all right. No, with Joe prior to that?
No docs, we'll do the docs at the second meeting, May 23rd.
All right.
Okay?
We're waiting. No open forum or anything.
I can talk to him about the ones that are raised tonight.
Okay, that works. Okay, I don't think we mentioned the dam in here. Do you have anything, Bill?
Yeah, a few things. Bill will probably bring it up in financials, but we finally got all paperwork going back for the grant. Bill kind of got a hold of the financial guys over there, and they finally figured out how they wanted the paperwork done and that. So that's, we just finished that up downstairs. Don Canastrella is going to be here May 10th. I don't have a time yet to do the biannual inspection. If it's all right with the board, I'm going to have somebody from Acres or Hatch down. We're going to try and figure out what we got to do behind the dam there. And I kind of got ads ready for brush removal and all that, but I'm going to hold off on them till Canastrella is here, as long as it's so close.
Will you be available that day?
Yeah, I'll be down.
And do we need a motion to have somebody from Hatch here?
Well, we're going to have to pay them, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Well, I make a motion that we have our engineers from Hatch here available for the meeting with Dan Canastrella from Dam Safety on May 10th for the biannual inspection.
The other thing, I was on with Don for a while, and I think we might avoid doing boring back there. The one thing he brought up, though, and this will probably fall into place anyway, because we're discussing about redoing the Powell Bugner rails, at least tightening up them ways, is he really feels he wanted to see, I guess they've been having some problems with quite a few dams with seepage and tail pools. So he would really like to see us drain that tail pool out, which we would have to do, we already discussed this, if we're going to work on those valves, we've got to do that anyway. So it kind of falls in, and I told him, well, that's kind of one of the things we got on our radar. We really wanted to work on the Howell Bugners. That would clean up everything on our control side. You know, we'd replace the outside slide gate for the penstocks, the big, you know, gates. We tighten up the Howell Bugners. That pretty much everything's been done now. And I think when they did the first, this slide, what is it, 12 years since we did the slide gate. So that's pretty good. And Howell Bugners, I've talked to a few companies up in the city that do a lot of valve work, and none of them have ever really worked on those type of valves. So I did some research. The valves we have here are Ellis Chambers. That's who made them. They've been bought up, and that company that bought them up has been bought up. It's a company now up in Massachusetts. I talked to the guy up there today. They do refurbish work on those valves. They still manufacture them, but they do refurbish work in that too. So I got to get, it's downstairs. I know we have the books on them. I just got to get the model numbers of it, because they said everything from Ellis Chambers, they have most of the stuff. It's been turned over to them. Those are really specialized valves. So he said if I can get the numbers and everything, he'll do a little research on it. And so that's kind of where I'm going with that project, just so you guys know.
Can you paint that picture bigger for me? The tidal pool stuff is behind the dam?
Tail pool.
Tail pool.
Tail
pool.
Yes.
Tidal pools.
And these valves are what's in those housings back there?
Yes. They're at the end of the penstock.
And we would drain the lake and take the valves out?
No. Just drain the tail.
Tail pool.
Behind the dam.
The pool on the other side, there's a small...
I didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
Well, we can't do it without getting a big pump down it, because there's actually a
big pump.
Force dam, a little force dam there, so to keep those valves underwater. So it doesn't drain out naturally by itself. We'd have to get couple of big trash pumps down there and actually pumped it out.
And what time of year do you do that?
Well, we talked about doing it during the summer.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You should explain about those penstock gates that we had those repaired and that.
And yeah, that,
those are the, everybody those are the gates up in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the
yeah,
front
those
side
are
of the penstocks.
Yeah.
Those were done about 10 years ago when they had the divers and everything.
Right. Right. Well, last year they did some maintenance on them and had to wait to test them.
Yeah, you know, Bonnie they ran them up. Them? Actually, there's one thing. One of the sensors on the one gate still isn't working. But they know it's shut. It just doesn't register as shut. But they know it's shut because they opened up the hollow bugners and there was no flow out. So we know they're sealing. It's just that I think it's a lower sensor isn't registering it. At some point, we're probably going to have to send a diver down there and replace that. Right. But
so then on those hollow bugners things, that's yeah. The Alice Chambers things?
They were made by Alice Chambers.
Do they have to be repaired, or is it that you're going to look at them and if they need
it was recommended by Acres way back when they did the slide gate because they dewatered tail pool then that there was a lot, not a lot of wear, but there's wear on the ways of those valves that they really should be redone. And actually, I think it's the north valve, even when it's all the way closed, leaks just a little bit. It's not anything major or anything. I mean, we probably lose more over the spillway gates than this thing leaks, but and that's probably seeping through the wave because there's that.
So you're going to get in touch with the manufacturer in Massachusetts and they'll send somebody out to look at.
Well, I'm just going to send him the information we got here and then he's going to pursue. I'll follow up on that. And then, you know, we got to. This is just the beginning. I have a lot of stuff I got to get together, but you know, I'm just trying to get it going here, so I know where it's going.
And is that a huge expense or a significant expense?
I was hoping there'd be some firm up in the Buffalo with the falls, you know, and that would work on this, but I couldn't find anybody. They don't really have them up at the falls, so I'm sure they have them probably at. More
if we liken this to an automobile, is this like an oil change or a transmission fix?
It's a new car.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, how do they fix those ways? Are they just cleaned? What are they?
Well, that's why I got to get the information. Some of them are just machined and they're bolted in. I've never seen the inside of these valves, so I don't know. And some of them, he said. Some might need to be well, you know, they build it up with welding.
Build it up with welding and then machine it again. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know until I get the information. And then, yeah. Like he said, hopefully they would have the whole breakdown of these valves.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
I made a motion.
Just one other question.
If any of you guys want to be there that afternoon, I don't have a firm time yet. But he said probably it's going to be in the afternoon because he's going to do Wiscoy Dam in the morning.
When you know, why don't you send him an email?
It's May 10th.
When you know, why don't you just send him an email?
Well, I will.
Do you plan on discussing?
You won't be back by then, will you?
No.
No, not her. I mean.
Do you plan on discussing those bells with Don? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm gone.
You plan on discussing the bells with Don? I mean, we have them closed and there's just. A bit of seepage. I mean, do you want to? Can we discuss it with them at that time as to what we need to do or what?
Well, I already discussed it with him as far as what we're planning to do on those valves.
Okay.
That we were going to rebuild them a little bit. Are you talking about Canisteri?
Yeah.
I didn't heard of
when Canisteri comes down, will Ted Myers and Danny Annie from Buffalo?
I don't know. I know the last time they all came. Ted Myers was here, and somebody else from the Buffalo office was here. So I would imagine they'll probably be down here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Any questions? Anyone have any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. Oh, no.
It's a little attack.
Okay, now.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, the motion.
I second it.
You second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Maybe I couldn't hear your motion, actually, the first time I didn't hear it.
Do you know what the motion was?
The motion was to give me approval to bring that fellow in to pay him.
The engineer, yes, from Hatch, yeah.
But I remember what we were talking about, I just couldn't hear your motion. Okay. Moving on, the Rules Committee.
How do you want to do that? Do you, does everybody have theirs?
No. You want to just, do we want to?
Do you want just, let's just go through it one by one. I think that's the best.
That'll take all night.
That'll take a while.
They had a lot of recommendations.
I don't think we have to take them all.
Let's take a couple of them.
Okay.
Do we want, do we, are we?
I don't even have it with me.
I don't either, unless you want to visit there.
Do we want to table that to them?
Why don't we put that on the work meeting?
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good idea.
I don't think the ad hoc is going to take that long.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion to add that to the.
So move.
To table it until.
Table it until.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, and inspections and new request. Okay.
How many of these were turned in by April 1st? All of them?
I, you know, I honestly, I had, Doug, what did we pick up there one night, about maybe five or six? This was the first evening, I believe. At the ad hoc meeting, we picked them off the table.
They were like, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think Rhonda had all copies of them, because.
Here they are, I've got them right here, as a matter of fact.
I don't know.
He's got the.
Cruz, these are the ones that were available at the earlier meeting, on the 14th?
Yes.
Caruso, Soselsky, and Bass. Horsberger. Kevin Kashera. And Lenny Seelick.
Seelick.
So those were the ones that came in by the first. Because I turned some people away. Somebody called me. And I said, we've got a rule, and Maggie's been real firm about this rule, and we need to follow through on it.
I've been real firm on the rule when it comes to new deck construction, when it's property transfers and very, you know, it takes very limited front ladder, they pre-sale.
I didn't know that.
I was under the impression that the first of the month was for new deck construction.
Okay, well, this evening we will go through all the inspections that we did, but from now on, anything that comes in after the first, we will just table it.
If that's a rule.
If that's our rule, then we're going to.
Is it everything now, not just?
It'll be
everything.
We'll need a motion.
All right. All right, I'll make the motion then.
But even if it's a license transfer, whatever it may be.
It's got to be in by the first of the month.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
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 Your pictures are being taken for the newsletter. Would you like a newsletter committee report?
Now, Doug, did you have Kashera?
Yes.
You did. Did you have a print on that? Because I never picked up a print.
That's the one that I told you the other day, right, that I thought there was this another
is,
one over there
was,
by your
brain. This is what I had.
That's what I had.
That's all I got.
That's all that I had, but
you
evidently.
Didn't have that with you on the.
I didn't have it. I didn't have it. And that's because I picked up all the papers the same night, Doug.
You remember I kept telling you? I know there's another one here for the bracing.
Well, they've got.
But I didn't have it.
Kashera has this whole.
Yeah, but now we have it, but evidently it was on another table.
They were all there together.
Because I picked up everything. Remember the reels?
Yeah, Dave, you grabbed what you didn't read because they. What was there was spread out over the whole big table. We wouldn't have been able to have our ad hoc committee meeting because it was so much spread.
Right, well,
I don't know that you physically read to make sure you got one of each. I can't say that.
I had everything except for the one drawing.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's 1026. It's right there on the fax number, so we didn't look at it, though.
Actually, what we're going to have to do is table this for our next inspection, Kashera, okay?
Okay.
Because the doc committee never had a chance to look at it.
Just add that your recommendations. I make a motion to second.
Okay, see, it was next to, next to.
No, I'm not making a motion, I need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I just made a motion to table.
Oh, you made a motion.
Okay, and I'll second.
I'll make a motion to table.
Okay, and I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Joe Caruso, this is a license, we went down there and the dock was in good fit, good shape. All right, now, the only thing, Rhonda, but there's, we have something about electrical inspection certificate, I don't know if he had one in, or.
Now, do you remember the conversation? It was a transfer.
It was a transfer, right.
They currently do not have power to the dock.
Okay, I didn't know if they had power.
No, this is what Dick Dave, this was the conversation we had with him standing right there.
Okay, go ahead.
It was a transfer.
Because I know there was cool.
Can I, please? It was a transfer, he does not want power to the dock, he wants to install a light pole down near the water, but not to the dock.
Okay, right, you're right, okay. And then the only other, and then we said it would be okay, but we just want an electrical inspection.
Well,
Exactly, okay, you're right, you're absolutely right.
There's two things, he wants to have the transferred in his name, or was it already transferred, he's just in for the electrical inspection?
No, he's doing the license transfer.
Okay.
Okay, and then I did have a conversation with him, he had two jet ski lifts. I asked him if he ever applied for a permit for the jet ski lifts, but I told him to contact you, Rhonda. Did he contact you?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So he'll be next month for the permit, or is it part of this permit?
Well, no, as long as he hands the paperwork.
Can you put it in as part of this?
As part of this one, okay.
But I just wanted to make sure that it was on record, okay?
So the deal with the electrical is that it has to meet code.
Right.
We're giving him permission to.
Don't we have additional specification that it has to be ground fault, or is that just code?
That's code for down to the water.
After he's done this, do we go back and inspect?
We'll go back and inspect it, but I believe that this light pole is going to be 8 foot from the water.
It still has.
But it's still on district property, it still has to be inspected, it has to meet all code. Absolutely.
But I guess my question was, is that something in our bylaws or regulations?
Yes.
That's what I thought it was.
Yes.
So
after someone got electrocuted.
Right. Besides that it's a code, or is not a code, it's one of our requirements.
Yes.
Yes.
I make a motion that the license be transferred and approval for the, to install the electric.
Okay, Dick, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to Celeste, Michael and Bass and Maureen, there's a transfer of a dock on Weiser Drive on a community dock. We found the dock to be in good shape.
I thought that was the one where he had a problem with the safety of the walkway on that community dock.
The dock itself, but we have to notify the Community Dock Association. I don't know who the contact person is.
Yes, we know who it was. It was right there on there, but it's Larry Cole.
Larry Cole. Okay, we have to write a letter to Larry Cole and just make sure that the entranceway to the dock is safe.
There's two separate issues here,
right?
Let's deal with the issue on hand. I wanted to okay the
transfer first. And then
I make a motion we approve the transfer for Bass and Sizelski.
Based on the recommendation of the dock committee?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now we have to address.
Now I make a motion that we send a copy, It was the dock committee's request
right.
And recommendation that they be notified of the unsafe break wall and walkway.
Right.
Move.
So I move that.
Seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Hansberger, now this was a dock inspection in anticipation of sale. We found the dock to be in good shape, but the only thing of it is when they do sell, that they may have to reduce the size to 4 foot dock. I believe
it is a 4 foot dock.
It's a double dock.
It's a double.
It's an 8 footer, but it's used by two people.
So I make a motion that pre-sale be approved for transfer.
But if they redo that whole area down there, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Then when they're going to redo that whole area down there,
but I'm just saying,
a whole new work permit,
it may be
will they
changed.
Not?
Yes, they will.
The way it stands right now.
But But I would just like to notify on the letter that in the future...
They haven't sold, has it?
No, it hasn't sold yet.
No, it's a pre-sale.
It's a pre-sale.
Well, didn't we do something like that with Oakley RO?
Yes, we did. But in the future, so that...
Theirs was a transfer for sale.
There may be a possibility that the dock size may be reduced to 2 4-footers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But if you want to just let it slide,
so are we authorizing 24 feet because they're two users?
No, it's a 4-foot
well, yeah,
dock next to a 4-foot dock.
12 foot here.
It's a 10-foot wide dock.
Okay. It's 8 foot wide, right?
It's what it's supposed to be.
It's what I thought it was 8 foot. But in the future, I don't know, because I know that if you're going to redo that area, there's people down there that don't have docks, that are supposed to have docks. They may have to put like a 4 foot walkway in a shared dock.
Right, we have a 4 foot walkway and there's 8 foot for a boat.
Right.
So, it was my understanding as of last meeting that we have 12 foot space.
Right, you do have 12 foot.
Right, so if there's...
Right now there's no problem. There's no problem whatsoever right now. Because it is an 8 foot dock and there's two people using it.
And there's two people, right.
All right. Okay. We have a motion on the floor to accept this.
Yeah. I'm in.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Leonard Silek, we went to his property. First, he had an application in to have another dock installed, but he's taking that off the table right now. And the only thing he would like to do is just put in a small walkway. It's part of the one drawing there that you may have.
And our recommendation is?
Just the walkway.
Your recommendation was the dock committee as well?
From the dock committee was it would be okay. The only thing he had to do was submit a material list, in which he did email Rhonda a material list, and I believe I forwarded it to everyone. I'm not sure if I did or not.
Is this not only dock construction, but isn't this actually just issuing the license to him?
And the license.
Yeah, he
has not been issued a license yet.
It wasn't approved.
Okay, because of the problems last year.
Right. And he needed to
submit
the stuff that he did last on it.
Oh, here's the list.
Remember, and then we tabled it.
This is the guy that
we're doing. Yeah, so there's the materials list. We do have the materials list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We now have that, so...
And this is only going to be temporary until next year.
At which time he'll submit another plan.
And next year he's going to
for
submit
now,
one, but
I
for
make
now.
The motion that we transfer the license with the approval to construct the walkway, the temporary walkway.
Right. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is that the temporary walkway only?
Yes.
Do we need to put only on there because...
I think that'd be a good idea.
He doesn't seem to
think
he has to abide by rules.
That's because he didn't know about the rules. He knows about them now. Okay. He's more than happy to cooperate.
Okay.
Mr. Silek also, his dock was on an angle. Did he want to repair that dock to make it level as well?
You are correct.
Can he not do that, though? He doesn't need permission to do it.
Yeah, that's just... Okay, to repair.
I mean, we can make a recommendation that he levels it, but no, I don't know with the water.
He asked if he could.
Oh, he asked
and
if
the guy was going to work on it right away. So
that's just regular maintenance. I don't see any problem with him doing any
level. But I think he should be mentioned.
Okay, then I'll amend that motion to transfer the license and issue the work permit to straighten the dock and install the temporary walkway.
Okay. Second.
Temporary walkway only.
I haven't heard. We haven't discussed it.
Okay, we have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Sealer. Siler. Reinstalled dock list code dislocated by August 2009 storm. We all agreed down on the site that it would be okay for me when I don't know if he was in contact with DEC about putting
it in. I'll make the motion that we approve their... Actually, I make the motion that we direct them to repair. Approve their request to repair.
Which one is this?
This is Siler.
With DEC approval for the plan.
Are they changing it?
I don't know.
Or are they just
no, it's just
it was the dock that was floating around.
Oh, okay.
with the boat attached to it after the storm.
Oh, yeah.
We should really get that one fixed.
He's representing this fellow here. Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If I can, just for now, when the water comes up, it'll lift the dock. I'd like to just put it back onto the existing piers, and then I'll apply for the proper permits and with the DEC to just redo the piers next year. I'll just slide it out onto the shore at the end of the summer, pull out the old barrels. Those were installed by my grandfather years and years and years ago. I'll extract them and redo just proper piers, you know, drilled and poured, and do it in the fall.
Well, you don't need our permission then to just put them right back on the same piers that they were on.
The only thing
I just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
The only thing we may want is, if you're going to redo it, we may want a survey to go out and re-inspect, you know what I mean, just to make sure it's in the proper space.
The piers didn't move.
No, I understand that, but in case it is infringing, we're going to have to wait for all our...
Where the dock is sitting right now, it goes over.
Yeah, it's too close to...
Okay. To Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah, father-in-law. It's all family, so...
Don't want to get too close to the father right now.
We have a motion to have the dock put back in the same place once the water level rises.
Yeah, and then next year you'll just apply for the...
Over the summer, I'll fill in all the paperwork.
It's really repaired.
Yeah.
He's going to fix it where it was.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it, then.
Okay.
Brisky is next.
Jeff Bresky, on Old State Road, Area B, a license transfer. We found that everything would be okay, unless you found something different. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you're all there together. Right. This is just a license.
But right, just a license transfer.
Make a motion to approve the transfer.
However, they did move the electric hoist, so they need to request. Was there a request for permission to install electric to the dock for Brisky's?
No, this was just
a transfer.
Inspection.
No.
Brisky?
No, the one we're on right now is the Kaprovich to Brisky, the Old State Road.
Yeah, that was a pre-inspection.
Oh, Brisky to Flay was a pre-inspection.
They both
met. No, the only one they had already transferred, I thought. I thought they already closed on the
they
one.
They did. This is closed.
Yeah.
The Old State's closed.
Yeah. Okay. So...
There is no barn in that.
No, but they moved an electric hoist and will eventually, so I didn't know if it was in this request. So I make the motion that we transfer the license.
Are you amending my motion?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. No, I'll go with your motion.
What am I moving to do now? Well, I thought I was just moving to approve the transfer
of
the
license. Yeah. Okay.
Is there more to it?
No, because they don't have the power to.
That was my motion.
Okay.
You can second it.
I can second it. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
The hoist there now has power, but there's no power to it. It's an electric hoist. Okay. So they'll have to submit for the electric. I didn't know if it was in this.
Do they?
Yeah, they know. They know. They absolutely know.
On the old dock, they had electric.
They know. They absolutely know.
I mean, I didn't necessarily know that it would.
Oh, well, you do not. Read your brochure.
Okay, now this phase, Steve and Diane, 8950 Crescent Drive, Area B. Now it says...
That's a pre-inspection from Brisky.
Right, now, we put down okay, but the electric wires that were there, that are there now...
Yes,
they
were from the old
from
place
the old
that
dock,
was moved.
The wires are exposed.
So I know, I was there to see them.
I'm just talking to you. Cause
so the recommendation is?
So my recommendation is once we have have it checked by and certified and hooked up properly...
Or removed.
Yeah. Then we will...
So are we sending them a letter that says that?
Yeah, so we need to send them a letter.
Okay, I make that motion.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
See, actually, if I can, I don't know that Flays have closed yet. So the pre-inspection would actually be being issued to Brisky unless it's an actual transfer. Who put in the...
We have to go... Well, they have their names on it. Flay and Steve and Diane.
Yeah, but the request came from Brisky.
It came from Brisky. Okay, well then we'll have to send Brisky the letter to have him take care of that problem before pre-approval.
Yeah, this is their pre-inspection, okay? And they state here that there is no electrical. New owners will apply for permit for electric to current RLRD and code requirements when the new owners actually buy it. They just want to know that the dock and everything that's there will be able to transfer it. And that was the dock that looked in real good shape.
Yes.
That was the one where we walked down further to.
But it has exposed electric on it.
Yes. The wires are, so, from the old hoist, the wires are still there. There's a box there, but there's no conduit over it or nothing. There's no, the wires are exposed.
Well, shouldn't our letter have some caveat?
Yes, it should have, regarding that, that the electric needs to either be prior to the transfer, it's going to have to be either inspected or disconnected.
Okay.
That's fine. Was there an amended motion?
I'm sorry.
I said that's fine. I said it was sort of an amended motion.
Ronnie, you have all. Okay, Mescal, Dennis Mescal, 305 AH, letter regarding the cure of dock. I have reduced the size of the dock.
I didn't look at Mescal's dock.
I didn't.
Was that the one that we didn't, we looked at that first when we were there?
No, Dennis Mescal called me, and he received the letter that he had to repair the dock.
Okay,
and I told him that he did not have to go any further. He said he had Dan Freeman lined up to get everything done prior to the water filling, and he was just going to replace some of the 2x6s.
Okay.
And what I told him on the phone was, if you're only repairing it right now, you don't need any permission. And I said, you do need to use the correct thing. So I suggested to him that in his contract with Dan Freeman, he say that it has to be done to district standards, meaning Freeman should know what kind of wood he has to use. And I also told them that it may change in the future. But to do a repair, he doesn't need anything. Go ahead and get it done.
While we were down there, there was some question from the dock committee about a repair done on one of the docks down there that nobody remembered. Remember that being
done? Yeah, I have that.
That's right.
Well, that's
And that was when I was in Florida.
Stan Lott's dock.
No, the one next to it where you commented about it being...
The 8-foot one at the end is Hansberger.
Then Jaros.
Jaros. And then he's the next one in.
Okay. And it's just
and he had already gotten a letter that his dock is in disrepair and he had to take care of it. As a matter of fact, I helped him pen a letter that you got from him. I know I've seen that letter.
It's right here.
That he acknowledged that he got the letter from us.
Okay.
That he was contracting with Freeman to do it, and I told him, even put my name down, tell him that I gave him a go-ahead.
That one must have been when I was gone.
So that's what that is, right?
What, to send him a letter to repair it?
Yeah.
No, we didn't send a letter to anybody telling him to repair anything.
Oh, we didn't.
No, but that was previous to that.
Yes,
right.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. He got it.
I can't remember.
Right. So that's fine. Just,
okay.
We can go on. That's,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay, Dan Lotz, Trail 5, Area H. We were down there last week, and it was brought... Well, I noticed it before, but I didn't know if there was ever a permit put in for that. And what he has is a big platform, and then he has his dock built off the platform. I don't know if there was ever an application put in for that, for the reconstruction of the dock, or if it changed to the previous one. I don't know.
Isn't this part of a multiple dock?
Yeah, this is the dock that's supposed to accommodate four people.
Yeah.
But it only can accommodate two. So, but the dock committee, they were wondering, we were all wondering, you know, if there was ever...
Pull the file.
We're going to have to pull the file on that one, on Dan Lotz, and check it out.
I thought last fall, when all of this came about, that they needed some repairs. I thought we gave them permission to do repairs.
Well, actually, I think what the situation is there... Lotz rebuilt his dock, right?
Lotz indicated to this board that he was making repairs. It shows up in the news.
It was only repairs.
That's correct.
It was only repairs. So that's but he didn't build it to the same footprint. Isn't that right?
I think it's
short. It's short.
In our files,
There is a picture of what was there, and there was a deck, and there was a...
platform up there?
It's the same footprint.
Yeah, they just put, he just put all new stuff in because it was rotted out.
I know it was rebuilt, but...
That whole area's got a bunch of decks, doesn't it?
Right.
And the back?
Yeah, right, right.
But when we were down there, and everything looked new, and the dock committee was...
He did it all.
There were minimal minutes from last year.
Yeah, I could've sworn it was...
Even though it was a repair, he contacted the board and was no...
Right, I knew it was repaired myself, but I didn't know if it was repaired according to the same footprint.
Who's didn't get built long enough?
That was last, yeah, but the other two people didn't pay any money. They kinda just went out, I guess.
They have four people on that dock, and then only two people paid to build it, so they only went so far. They got approval to go more feet, but nobody else wanted to pay any money, so they stopped.
Okay.
But those people still have a right to have a license, they don't have luck because they sold it.
Who's that?
Ben Tempe.
Ben Tempe sold the hill, and actually, I guess still is on there, who's the other people there? Stramecki.
Yeah, Stramecki's the other one.
Yeah, he's the one.
I don't know if he contributed or not.
He didn't.
He was told to contribute or...
Right.
And he never contributed anymore.
So I have no information if there was those of them.
And then we put Doug Taylor on that same dock.
Oh, yeah, Taylor's on it. Taylor Page.
I remember it was four. One man just said he just wants to go down and sit.
That's Taylor. So do you see yourself have that, and do not need to block?
Okay. So we're all set.
So, yeah, I don't know that there was a problem. I got it on here only for us, so that we adjusted.
Well, we brought it to our attention.
No, you brought it up when we went to the...
But this is, you know, that was the result where the...
I thought it was approved. That's wrong.
The jet ski...
I'll check.
Is that was supposed to be removed.
Yeah.
Right. So that hasn't...
Phil had said he wanted the license, but he put the jet ski in there before he did ask for the license.
And we had, did that letter finally go out? Okay. So when did that go out?
Either way, he's had enough time, for sure.
Well, 30 days is when, if he doesn't have it moved, it could get out, so...
Well, we talked about it last month, so...
Yeah, but we weren't sure the letter had gone out, because it didn't go out in January when it was supposed to go out.
Okay, George...
Well, let's not follow up on that.
Well, you're talking about Till's lift right now, right?
But it's on this dock. It's on Lotz's dock.
It's coming off. We already voted on it.
Yeah.
I know. All I'm saying is, at 30 days, if it's not, we need to take action on it.
We've already approved. We're going to do it immediately. We're going to contact Scott and have him remove it now.
He was sent a letter in October of 2009, another one on March 4th, 2010.
So, March 4th. Mm-hmm. Whoa. And is it still there?
Yeah. So
okay, do you need a motion to make that?
We did that earlier.
We already did that.
Sorry.
That was one of the first things we did.
I must have been getting a cup of coffee.
You might have been. It was the trail up here on the trail 5 till it's moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We actually did it earlier. I don't know why we did it up here.
Okay.
I'm with that program.
Okay. George DiNunzio wants to have an 8-foot break wall and walkway. And we've got a long, he already has, you know, a long one that he already put in.
Yeah.
This was part of his original plan, okay, but it's already done. I can't lie.
The letter says that he's asking for 8 feet of catwalk, not breakwalk.
Or catwalk.
Is it okay?
You know what it is? I'll be perfectly honest with you. He told me he dug the post while he had the equipment down it. There's no other way that he could have done it. And there's no way that they could get equipment down there now because the whole dock was built.
He is using that for handicapped people.
Well, we had told him before, and DEC had told him before.
It wasn't a break wall, it was just a catwalk.
Right.
Yeah, this is a catwalk.
It's just a catwalk.
Is that no break wall?
No break wall.
No break wall.
And it's a catwalk, so
I don't know if there's a break wall or not.
Disabled individuals that he cares for down there.
He's been cordial in his dealings with his board, so I don't have any problem with it at all.
Yeah. Well, it's not only a matter of being cordial. He always has such nice, everything's always...
But I will check to see if there's
in place. He has it all here.
It's well documented.
Right, that's the word I'm
so
looking for.
So what do you need from this? Just
and it just says you're approved. I make a motion, we give him the permission to extend the catwalk 8 feet.
All in favor?
Aye.
here until we already took the...
The only thing I want to ask, I'm sorry, back up on, he's putting in a roof. Is it up already?
Oh, no, he's, you mean, George? No, he was just going to put the platform.
He said, additionally, I would request the commission to allow me to construct a platform with one step above these walls, approximately 12 inches higher than the catwalk, with a gazebo to cover the two walls. The platform will extend along the bank about 12 feet and into the lake 14 feet from the bank. The roof rafters will be at a height of 10 feet.
Which letter are you reading?
March 15th.
Well, the letter dated March 24th says please disregard.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Did I get that letter? Yes, I did. All right. I'm sorry.
I am requesting, allow me an extension of 8 feet for the catwalk along the bank.
I was just going to say,
that was a big deal.
You know, with a gazebo, does that interfere with anybody's line of sight type of thing?
Okay, moving on. Gary Till, we already addressed the problem.
Right.
Okay, and then this one I'm going to have to stay on. The DAC committee and Maggie were out on the inspection. I was there also. And
now, what license do you want?
And I don't remember. I thought we were there just on the licenses. We didn't look in any trees to trim.
The trees were the pine trees where the limbs are really hanging low. I just wanted to trim them up like about 10 or 12 foot. You know what I mean? So you could see because they're all hanging down over.
Right by the little bay area in the front.
Little bay and that little peninsula.
On that real big pine tree?
Yeah, the big pine tree. There's two of them there, and there's two out in front, too.
What do you mean? Just trim them up. What do you
On the peninsula. That they're hanging real low, the pine tree.
Where are they on the peninsula?
The limbs.
Yeah, but where's the pine tree on the
by
peninsula?
There's one in front, and on this side of the sheds, there's one on near the sheds on each side. One near the sheds and one on the other side. There's
Four trees.
Just to trim
and
the
you're only
out.
Trimming.
And actually, they were trimmed years ago, but now the higher ones came down, they grew longer, and they drooped all down.
We didn't look at them, though, the other day on the inspection.
If you want to table it, we can table it until next month, and we'll just do another inspection on it.
Why don't you go look at it?
Just table it. Until the May meeting. I have no problems.
And then what's the license? Is that the transfer?
It doesn't have a number on it, though.
The reason that I never numbered that dock before, but I do have a number for it.
Which dock?
There's two of them there. The two of them that we inspected, the floaters.
Yeah.
All right, one's B325, I think. But I have the new number for it.
Is that paperwork in here on it?
But the dock was in such bad shape, you know, before.
Was that a dock that was in such bad shape that the dock committee last year had recommended it be removed?
No, not removed, no.
Repaired. It's not in bad shape.
Well, now it's repaired. You were there, you've seen it. Mike, did you see the boat docks?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't vote on this.
What's your recommendation?
They're fine.
Right.
The one in the cove is a little, but it's fine. A little up and down, and it has a floor.
They're both floaters.
Are they down both in the cove?
Sorry, you're correct. Yes.
No.
Well, one's out on the peninsula.
Mm-hmm. Here, I can show you.
And then what's the issue with the other dock that's...
Well, the other dock is, we're going to have to test it.
They're both floaters.
No, the third dock, I guess.
The third dock is...
Is this your...
This is my story.
I just wonder if you can... This is fine. The lake's just the way I want it.
Okay. Here's the front. There's trail one. There's the little path that goes down. Here's the lines here. They run right out. The one runs right out to the lake.
I see what we're doing. Got it.
Okay. Okay. Now the one dock that we're approving.
This one.
Be this one here.
And you have another one here.
Out here. And this one here is the one that's actually put on this front edge. That's not. You know.
So.
That one's based on the settlement from the court.
So yeah, but that can be changed.
This would be your other line here.
Right. So it would have bought all this property.
Right, but your line doesn't go across the water.
No, but this one here goes here and then bumps.
So it would be out, your property would come out here, usage.
I don't know.
Would be this.
I can't say that.
Well, you don't go across the water, so that's...
Well, you don't go across the water, but you're still a butt. if you were bought on any, I'm not arguing that point right now. Believe me, I'm not. I'm leaving everything alone.
But when you extend lines, we're extending these lines.
Right.
And we're going to extend out up to the point where you don't cross the water out here. So this is all yours.
Right.
And this is all yours.
Right.
Okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. I brought a survey, and Rhonda even has a copy of the survey in a small form. But if you want a copy of this in a smaller form, I can make it.
So I move that we approve the
You want to see that?
The two dock transfers. How am I identifying the two docks?
One's I can give Rhonda the numbers.
You know what I'm saying?
You have the old numbers.
The third dock.
And plus, I gave you copies of the paper. The one I didn't number.
The old number is 182.
Oh, yeah, it says 182. It says
L182 or
B182? L182.
Yep, they're licensed. So it's L182 and license 320. It's in the fold. 323, I guess.
I thought it was 325. But
okay, the 325.
I think it is 325.
325 and 182. And is this that we're approving a transfer? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, it's just a transfer.
So I approve.
And all the other paperwork is in file?
You have the septic. Yeah. The septic is approved. Everything is in.
Okay.
I paid my $25.
That needs a second, I believe.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving on here.
And what is the plan on the other dock that's in front of your property?
I have plans, and I want to talk to Mr. Klinger. Okay. And I want to try to work something out with Mr. Klinger before
we proceed.
Before there's any, you know what I mean, any problems, find him another spot. That's what I want to do, okay?
Yeah.
But I'd rather work it out before, I don't want to start problems.
Good.
Okay? Those are my intentions.
So, do we need a motion to check the trees before the next meeting?
Yeah, we will do that. We will just put that on the next
meeting. You don't need a motion, you just said. Okay. Or right.
We'll just put it on.
It wasn't a request.
Let me amend. Yeah, really, actually. I can amend that motion to say that we approve the license and table the trees pending inspection.
That's fine. Not a problem.
Somebody has to second it.
I second
it. Did you second it to begin with? Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Witkoff, this dock construction. Today, I received a letter, or I think I received it yesterday, from Mr. Silek. He was the neighbor that was here last month and he complained about the community dock. And now Mr. Silek has changed his attitude and he has no problem with the community dock being built there next door to him. And I did email everyone a letter today. I'm not sure if you received it or not.
No, I haven't. I don't email.
And it's
that way.
I don't.
Wasn't there more consideration for that dock there?
I thought it was all like 500 feet septic system all over the lake or something.
Basically,
like
I'll be perfectly honest. I know in the past. I'm giving you.
I want to know the specifics on that particular case. What do we have in front of us that we're looking at for that?
Okay, Bill, you want to come forward,
yeah,
please?
We need to know.
We need to have
the whole
package. We didn't have a community dock association.
It's been sent in.
We have that. I have it.
We have it. Okay.
What else do you need?
Well,
it's my dock.
Plan for
my
eight docks on your front end?
It's been okayed 3 years ago. I have the okay right here. You said 2 meetings ago it was not okay. Here it is. You lied.
I didn't lie.
Yes, you did. I have it on tape.
Bill, let's just keep it.
That's
okay.
It.
Keep it.
That's it.
She told an untruth. I have it right here. It was accepted at a meeting.
Yeah, from.
I see
that. Sure.
Let's just keep count.
Okay.
Yeah, to Kathleen Pritchard. Nothing was in there.
All the other stuff was in the file.
I know that. Rhonda and I have been working very close with Bill on this, getting paperwork.
It's all right there.
Okay, we have all the paperwork is
but the 8-slip dock was supposed to be pending 8 lots being sold and approved.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
No.
It was never brought up. It's not in the minutes anyplace.
I still don't feel it right, but I actually abstained, so...
This is one dock on my lakefront.
And you're already approved by DEC?
I've been approved by the DEC already for this.
And that lakefront, one dock on that lakefront, has got the septic system and the 500 square foot?
It goes with my building. I have a building, I have a lakefront piece of property that has...
That already has its dock.
It don't make a difference.
Yes, it does.
You just gave one to Meadowlands.
I didn't give one to Meadowlands, so don't stand there and tell me I gave one to Meadowlands.
The RRD just okayed Meadowlands.
Okay, and based on the policy of the district, each situation is different. If you want to have a real problem with it, you have a dock on your frontage of your property with your improvement, your septic system, your whatever you have. You've been approved for that lakefront for that dock. Now you say you want another dock for that lakefront? Other area, other down the way over, down there?
Whereabouts does it say I can't do that in your regulations?
Well, I think when you look into the regulations, it talks about lakefront properties and running a straight line to your area of use. How do you run a straight line from your area of use of your cottage now
to the property
that you're putting in?
As long as I have a 500 square foot building and a septic, I'm okayed for a dock on my lakefront.
So now you're getting two docks, one of them on your lakefront and one of them not on your lakefront.
No, I own the other lakefront too.
But the other lakefront is not approved. You don't have a septic system.
Does Meadowlands East have one on Timberland Trail?
I don't know. I was not a part of Meadowlands East. I don't know.
David, does Meadowlands East have one?
No, they don't.
Okay.
Then perhaps they should have never been approved. Which dock are you talking about?
Is it built?
What was you just agreeing to?
I'm not disagreeing.
Right now, with the...
You were agreeing to something you just said.
No,
what
I'm saying is...
No, you just said, yes, it is. And I asked what you were saying it was.
Well, on Timberland Trail.
Right.
Does not have a septic system.
It's a back lot stub is the reason.
The only way it qualified...
It's not lakefront. It
is lakefront. James K. built it under Meadowlands East. It has lakefront property. It was okayed by the RLRD. And now it's been turned over.
Okay, I have one question.
So there are improved properties with 500 square feet of living space and approved septic systems in deeded names that is going to be the licenses for those docks, correct?
Once somebody has a 500 square foot and a septic, they will be transferred onto this dock.
Well, when there's a 500 square foot and a septic, then they can come in and get the dock.
This dock is for me personally.
You have a dock for you personally at your other property.
Did you not a couple months ago let Franklin Richards put another dock at...
If you remember on that one, I totally disagreed and didn't feel he should have because it was against policy.
Did the board do this?
I have one question.
Okay. It was against policy.
Maggie, I have one thing to bring up that I want to... Dick, for instance, you own front lot property.
I own front lot and I own back lot.
Right, you own back lot. Do you have a 500 square foot building on your front lot where your dock exists?
I don't. I have a back lot.
You have a back lot, but you do not have a 500 square foot building on your front lot where your dock is at.
It's not developed.
It's not developed.
But you still have a dock
on it. You don't have no dock at all.
My dock is on a back lot dock that's 20 feet wide. It is not a dock. It's a recreational pier.
Is it a true right-of-way?
No, I own it.
You own it.
It's a 20-foot back lot codicil that allows me in the back lot to go to the lake.
But you changed it. Was that actually at one time a 50-foot wide lot? It was always a 20-foot.
And all this is going to be is
that's
a...
How it, that's how
this is going to be a 50-foot wide lot that is going to allow other people to come and use the dock. Just like Mr. Hall.
And I remember when the request was put in on behalf of Christian in 2007.
Wait a minute. Say this, Ben, just like me what?
It's going to be a right-of-way for all the people that everybody's going to own a piece of that. It's going to be a right-of-way for those people to get to.
And that was when they were all going to be approved.
It's not a right-of-way. It's deeded to me.
It's going to be deeded to the people. This is also going to be deeded to the people.
But I have, it's a back lot.
These will be back lots.
I only get one dock. Because I'm a back runner, I only get one dock.
These people will get one dock.
And it's deeded on that 500 square foot property and septic system.
Each back lot person will get one dock also.
See, what I think what Bill's trying to do here, I'm not trying to stick up for him, but it has been done in the past, you know what I mean, with Timberland, and people have used their front lot to build docks other places, you know, as long as they qualify with the septic system. I think what he's trying to do
is... Can you name any other places besides those two?
Because Timberland, to me, was a, it's a stub, it's a back lot.
It's a trail.
Stub comes in there, it's a trail.
Not,
already designated for many, many years as a right-of-way.
Can I correct you? Mr. K bought all of these under Meadowlands East. He took and had approved as a building lot, one of his building lots, okay, through the town, that was approved as a building lot, and then he used that to take and put the docks on. Then he took that piece of property and turned it over to Timberland Trails.
Bill, is your property that is improved and has a dock, does that flow into this other piece of property?
It's in the same survey that was in the same sales group, yes.
Does it abut?
There's properties between you and that place.
There are about probably 200 yards between my property and where that other piece of property is.
But you are part owner of that property.
Yes, I am.
Recently, not since...
I'm not...
Is it designated what part?
Just a ninth of it.
Okay. And it abuts your property?
No. It's not right next to me. It's about 200 yards down the road. But, Mike, can I ask you a question? Where you're putting your dock, is that a separate piece of property, or did you combine your properties?
I didn't combine the properties.
Okay, so Mike has one also. There's another one.
Buddy.
Right? He's got the ability to have a dock on a piece of property that does not have a septic or a house.
Okay, I think what...
I mean, we have a pattern.
Because it was tied to that other house in the back 30 years ago.
It's not tied anymore. You switched it over.
Yeah, it does matter. Because yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I'm just trying to show a pattern here to you people.
I know the pattern. A couple of docks have been approved that shouldn't have been, and instead of approving even more that shouldn't have been, I'm objecting to it.
You're right.
That's right.
But it's a piece of front lot I own, and I cannot see a problem. I mean, there's other people in here that have 10 docks on their lake frontage. Abrasiak probably has 30 or 50 on his frontage.
And those have been there for a long time.
I don't care how long they've been there.
Well, there's
no bearing. There's no bearing on anything.
Yes, it does.
There's no grandfather clause.
Yeah, there is.
There isn't. No, there isn't. I'm not going to argue. Anyway, that's my case.
Here's where I am at on this issue.
I don't understand the whole thing.
We should try to go on.
It sounds like there's some precedent that it already exists for what Bill wants to do. It sounds like it. I raised the issue at the last meeting. I didn't get an answer. The question I posed, and it was to Joe Miller, our attorney, is we have these lawsuits pending, three of them, four of them? I don't know anymore. I forgot. Anyway, the issue is lakefront property. Who owns, who has right-of-ways? Who can do what? And it appears that it's heading to a judge who's going to make that decision. The question I had, and I mean, this does tie into it, is how does this particular situation where Bill and some others own this property, but they don't meet, that property doesn't meet all the requirements. He meets the requirements because of other property he owns. And isn't that a potential conflict with exactly what we're talking about with backlot people and right-of-ways and what frontlot people, owners, have as far as exclusive use, et cetera? I want our attorney to answer that question for me before I'll vote on this issue. Even I know that this has been done before. I don't know it, but I'm taking your word for it that it's been done before. You wouldn't lie to me.
No, never.
But I want to hear legally, if we were to approve Bill's request, are we shooting ourselves in the foot here? I'm cautious. I think we should approach this cautiously, and I want that answer before I'll vote.
Okay. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I can accept that as long as you, okay, no other docks on the lake.
Okay.
Like that.
Like that.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yep.
So nobody else gets any special papers or anything?
That's right.
I make a motion that in view of Doug's concern regarding litigation and lakefront property usage, that we table this until we get some legal counsel.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you want me to say more than, with an understanding?
With an understanding, yeah. Let's amend it.
Amend.
Amend it. To, with an understanding that no other
community or backlot docks.
Frontlot docks are good.
Yeah. Under similar circumstances.
Under similar circumstances.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure exactly how to do this. No other frontlot associated dock permits be issued. Associated meaning that they are not contingent to the owner's private property where his dwelling and septic system are.
Okay.
That sounds good. Until we get the ruling from the lawyer.
And I'm not so sure we shouldn't be making a motion to stop that practice once and for all.
Well, I don't want to do that.
We're not going to do that either.
No, no. Yeah.
In the future, not right now.
No, I don't want to do that.
In the future.
I think we're opening ourselves up to problems.
Yeah.
Got to settle the disputes first.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying in the future.
Okay, so we're just doing this temporarily until we get a ruling from the lawyer.
Okay. If your lawyer says that it's okay, then I'll get you. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I just had one thing to add. I forgot to bring it up earlier. I did have it on my paper here, and I forgot to add it to that. Our old attorney, all our bills are paid, everyone knows.
Right.
And Joe did have a conversation with him recently, and they're getting all our paperwork together, and they're going to give it to us. Just so you know. Okay, moving on to finance, Bill.
Yes, I got together with Bill Sikorsky a couple Saturdays ago, and he gave me a copy of a letter that he got from the Division of Water concerning our grant.
Well, you asking me questions, I'm just trying to answer them.
No, I didn't.
Let's just continue, Bill.
Okay, and I basically went over with Bill, and I then called the person that I dealt with back in October. And interestingly, the person that I dealt with back in October was the author of this letter to Bill in January. And this is the person who told me how to fill out every single form, what form I needed, what to put in what block, everything. Well, now they're having problems with it again, and I'll just...
why not? Because they don't have any money, Bill.
Deb and I had signed the forms, and they felt that Bill Sikorsky and I should sign the forms. That's point one. There was a voucher sent in where the actual cost for the spillway was included on this voucher, and then we had to multiply that by 75%, and that calculation was one penny off, and they wanted that changed. And then in lieu of sending them all the canceled checks over those three-year period and copies of invoices, they said that we could fill out a certification, okay, which we did fill out in October, a certification. It said, but in addition to that certification, they wanted a second certification. So I said I never had that second certification form. They provided me a copy of it. We filled it all out. The package is going out on Monday. And let's keep our fingers crossed that we don't run into any more problems.
Who's going to mail it? You're not going to be here.
You want me to mail it, Rhonda?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll mail it. So that's the.
Make sure it happens.
That's the latest on the grant. It was very nice to the guy on the phone, by the way, Doug. I was like syrup on the phone. I mean, I said, I'm. thank you so much for pointing these things out to us, and we will get it in the mail, and we will get this to you, and as quickly as possible. So anyway. A penny.
Okay.
So the only other thing that could put a fly in the ointment, and Bill, I don't think mentioned it tonight, was they want to withhold a certain amount.
Yeah, he told us.
And I think that my opinion is that could cause a problem, because what's the amount they're going to withhold?
What are they withholding?
They're going to withhold for the corings, if we're going to do the corings, if we're going to do that topographical study at the...
They don't think they're going to do it.
Why is it a problem, Bill?
Well, I just think it's just another thing to hold it up. I mean,
wouldn't it be nice if we got something, though?
No, but it just seems to me like that they don't operate that way. They're not going to give us the balance until they agree upon an amount they're going to withhold. And I don't think you're going to get an agreement from them until after May 10th, and Canisteri goes back and talks to his people about what he thinks needs to be done on the backside of the dam.
Do you need a signature on both of them separately?
Please.
Oh, I didn't sign the second.
So that's it for me.
We probably won't get anything.
Mr. Stewart, I'm sorry. I know you just drove all the way here from Florida to make this meeting. All right, well, anyway, for Timberland Trail, I believe all the paperwork is in.
I haven't seen it.
Have you?
A lot of it did just come in today, but everybody has all their paperwork in. They've all paid the fee.
Everything is taken care of.
Yeah.
Isn't there part of the lawsuit question now that there's not a lot of public on this?
No.
Let me ask you a question. You just made a motion. There's not a house in septic on their property. Now you're going to allow them to
transfer. Was there a dock there? There was a dock there with two slips.
It's not the same issue. The dock is already built. The dock was approved. It's a community dock with a community dock association.
But the dock
was... Do we have written permission from the owner of the property, the owner of the water, of the lakefront?
Yes. The owner of Timberland Trail is in favor of Charlie Stewart, David May, Earl Buncey, and Tom Farwell. And they have all supplied their paperwork.
Do you have that up there?
I do have it on here.
Don't have a building on the septic?
Huh?
Is there one of those people who don't have a building?
Okay.
Well, so we do have a lot of community docks that don't have
that. Timberland Trails, Hillcrest, all trails already. But James K., when he applied for the two extra docks.
All trails.
Who
owns it now?
All Trails Association.
All Trails owns it now.
Oh, owned it.
Hillcrest All Trails owns it now.
Okay, and do we have approval from Hillcrest All Trails?
Right.
So he's since...
But at the time when he applied, when the permit was applied for, James K. owned that trail. And he used his other property at that time to put the addition on that dock. And I'm just... If we go back, that's exactly
what happened. Well, that's exactly what happened, and it should have just been approved as back lot.
But
community dock.
The commission, they made him use his other property. I don't know why, but they...
No, I think that that was his direction to you. You should have stood your ground and issued the license.
Thank you.
So now these licenses
They belong to Hillcrest Trail. Maybe not the license. The license will belong
Hillcrest
to...
Hillcrest owns it.
Owns the trail.
And there's already a dock on it that has a dock association.
And these are the four people that are going to be on that dock.
And they're all in the district.
Because they paid?
I don't know why.
Well, they
I don't care
they
why.
Had to pay for the maintenance of the dock, I believe.
I don't care why they're going to, or how. If we got permission from the owner of the lakefront that's allowing them to be there, the dock is in good solid condition to be there. They've got a community dock association. They've all got the 500 square feet, the septic. They meet the requirements. They pay the fee. I don't have a problem with that.
no different than any of the trail stubs or the, any of the community docks. They're backlot people with a community dock association in place.
Do we have a motion on the floor to accept?
Clear to me.
You make the motion, Doug?
Yeah.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
You voted on it last year.
I voted on him making it. I'm not agreement with how we issue permits to backlot members. We have a waiting list.
Oh.
I think we're now gonna move to making this form way too complicated.
Well, on this other agenda, we talked about attorney letters, how you got Dossier, Dozier.
Well, I think we're all kind of running scared too.
You got this, don't you? Do you have a copy of this right here? Okay, we just went through all these. You got the attorney letters and Kennedy minutes.
Right, well, we already went through the one letter with,
Well, what's this Dozier?
Pardon me?
David, it's the will attorney.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Rhonda told me she was gonna remind me about this because I didn't.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I just found out about it earlier and I said, remind me at the meeting. Mr. Dozier called Rhonda, correct, or Mrs. Dozier, I don't know, but they have a willow tree that was trimmed last year and now they'd like to retrim it again.
They're not taking down the tree, they're just trimming the willows?
No, it's leaning out over, there's pictures there.
Is this the one?
Well, those were taken last fall.
Yeah.
They tell me it's leaning much worse now.
This one here leaning, this with this little arrow, I'm going to assume that's the one they want.
Yeah, and they're the ones last year where it was leaning.
It almost looks like it's up against the dock in this situation. You got a picture there?
Yeah.
If you want to look at it.
Do they want to take it out?
They want to just trim those two limbs.
Just trim them.
Just those limbs.
That are,
oh, they want to trim this limb and this limb.
Oh, I didn't see that other arrow. Good eye. Okay.
All right.
We have a motion on the floor that they can do the trimming.
So move.
I'll second.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anything we should go over on these Kennedy minutes that you feel we should address right now or not? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, open forum. We can start right in front.
Yeah. I'll see how many people you have to talk and then we decide how many minutes to give up.
Yeah, we'll make the same. We don't want to go maybe another 10, 15 minutes.
How many people would like to speak?
How many people would like to speak? Two people.
So we have
okay, we'll start right here in front.
Can I go and pay my dock at Hudson's Bay?
Can you use your dock at Hudson's Bay?
Can I go and pay my dock and use my dock at Hudson's Bay?
Actually, right now, at this time, we have attorneys that are working on the matter, and I can't tell you to go down there, and because I don't want to see anyone get arrested, but we should have an answer for you within the next couple of weeks, I would say. You know, hopefully we should have some kind of an answer is to tell you that you maybe you can go down there or you can't go down there because we will be.
This is a monetary issue too.
Can you get to your dock without going through the gate?
Yes.
You need permission to paint your own dock? You don't need my permission to paint your own dock. If you can get there without going through the gate.
I'm not going to tell you either way. I'm not going to. If you go down and you get arrested, I don't want you to say, "Well, Dave first said to go down there and do it." I'm not going to do that. I mean, if you feel like you want to do it, listen to Maggie and go do it. It's fine. Whatever you want to do. I can't
not
tell you what to do.
Listening to Maggie, I'm just
no,
saying.
No, but I'm just saying. I can't. I'm not going to give any legal advice to anyone right now. Wait till our attorneys.
Isn't that the Lake District property? But, I mean, you're telling
right me. Now, the last time I spoke with our attorney was today, and he told me not to give anyone any permission right now to do anything until we get more advice. And, but if you want to go. Doug will have more information for us by the next meeting. That's all I can honestly tell you.
Which meeting is that, the 7th or the 23rd?
I would say the 23rd. Maybe at the 7th, but I'm not 100% sure.
Plus, that's a work one. We don't want to deal with anything except committee stuff.
The 23rd.
21st, Rhonda?
Is it the 21st? Okay, Bill?
I just want to ask a question. When I came back from Florida, I had a pile of debris on my deck, and somebody wrote on a rock, dispose of property properly, RLRD. I don't know if that's in your official, or is somebody just jerking around?
I know, I seen the photo that you took.
Did that come from anybody on the RLRD? Or
not from us.
No.
I mean, there was no, as far, I mean, we
no
there was
official.
No motion made for anyone to go over to anyone's dock.
No. I don't do any dock writing.
They actually smashed it in a stone.
Yeah. All right, Dale?
Two thumbs up for Mr. Crandall. This was the most orderly meeting I have been to in months.
Okay, thank you. I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh. Makes a guy proud.
I can't believe I'm going to be home early tonight. I've got company waiting. And a bottle of wine. A new bottle of wine. That I've never tried before.
May 3rd,
nobody talked about lake level. That was a good thing.
Oh, no, I see.
I'm surprised that wasn't part of the report. Because
I think it's going to be the end of May.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
There's not a lot of rain predicted.
Thunderstorms tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's Sunday. But that's the rest of the week. It's there was originally they predicted 60% chance of rain all next week, and now it's 10%.
Well, it's going to rain Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
See, what I don't understand, when the original started with this septic approval, the reason they did that was they didn't want someone going to buy a piece of property, putting a board between two trees and using that for...
And saying that's...
Right.
But dwell.
Right. That's exactly right. And so my thinking is, as long as someone buys a right-of-way or someone buys a piece of lake frontage and they're at this part of the lake and they live over at the other side of the lake and they have a dwelling there with a septic system and a square footage, they should be allowed to build the dock.
Welcome back, and you're looking wonderful.